This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation despite the fact that we have ginned up the outrage machine. What is the outrage machine calculated to do? To mobilize voters, to get contributions, to get people to watch or to listen. And what else does outrage do? Outrage also, apparently, according to a new study, makes you more attractive. I find that hard to believe. If you have an opinion on it, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. There is not exactly outrage on the part of the Republicans who lost by the narrowest of margins. The narrowest of margins. The House, it was just a difference of 10 votes, actually 9 votes. That was the passage of the new American Rescue Plan, that $1.9 trillion boondoggle that passed by an extraordinarily narrow margin in the House and by the narrowest possible margin in the Senate. The final vote in the Senate was 50-49, and it was only 50-49 instead of 50-50 because Dan Sullivan had his father-in-law had died, and he wanted to go to the funeral. He's the senator from Alaska, and he couldn't make it for the vote. But even if he had made it for the vote, it would have been 50-50, and then it would have gone to Kamala Harris, and she would have, of course, gone ahead and moved forward with the plan. There's a terrific piece by Charlie Cook over at National Journal, and he points out that the Senate was so divided on this that there were 36 votes on H.R. 1319. That's this big, huge bill that takes 10 hours and 43 minutes to read. There were 36 different votes. 20 of them were 50-49 votes. Is that amazing? And that's on amendments and procedural votes. Only a handful of unimportant votes were anything but straight party line roll calls. Now it is back to the House to work out any differences between the two bills. The final passage has now occurred. The point that Charlie Cook makes in his piece, which we'll post up at the website at michaelmedved.com. The title of it is Off to the Races, a Historic Bill, but at What Cost? And the cost he's talking about here is not the cost of $1.9 trillion. It's the cost of any dream that people had once upon a time that the Biden administration would be different, that it would be actually more willing to work with the opposition rather than treating the opposition simply as implacable enemies who deserve to be completely knocked down and made irrelevant. And Charlie Cook writes this. He says, Democrats repeatedly emphasize the urgency of getting help to those who have been hurt, pointing to the fact that extended unemployment insurance benefits are scheduled to end the week of March 14th, next week. Over and over, Democrat after Democrat professed dismay that no Republicans would cross the aisle to support it, implying that the GOP was unsympathetic to the suffering resulting from this plague. Yet while the White House would not budge for Senate Republicans, when they hit resistance from some moderate Democrats, then concessions similar to those the Republicans had made were suddenly possible. It would seem that after that one token meeting with GOP senators on February 1st, just 6 weeks ago, close to, Biden effectively gave up on working anything out with Republicans. And The Washington Post wrote, with its massive price tag and major expansion of federal social safety net programs, the package is set to count among one of the largest rescue measures in U.S. history, reflecting Democrats' pledges to erase disparities that long predate the deadly pandemic. They're talking here about disparities between rich and poor, between black and white, between male and female. And that, of course, has been a long-term goal of the modern Democratic Party. Does anyone really believe that this bill will make a difference in that? That all of a sudden there will be a dramatic narrowing of the earnings gap or the wealth gap among constituents of different races? Really? How does one bill accomplish that? And see, one of the things that I think is crazy about this entire bill is that it basically assumes that spending a tremendous amount of money is going to have a long-term impact on the way people live. You heard Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer says that we are lifting half the kids who are currently in poverty. They're going to be out of poverty. This is magic stuff. It doesn't work that way. And Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, has now picked up the message. I'm sure it's a message we will hear tonight from President Biden when he speaks a couple hours from now. And the message will be, help is on the way, help is on the way, help is on the way. Regarding that, I wanted to do this flashback with President Ronald Reagan, which are very pertinent given that help is on the way theme. This is clip 8.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Okay, there's supposed to be a laugh there at the end, but he used that a lot. And look, there are times when people need help from the government. There just are. When there is a hurricane, when there's an earthquake, when there's a disaster, and you could say when there's a pandemic. But so much of what is in this bill is really not part of pandemic relief by any stretch of the imagination. And meanwhile, there's another governor, Governor Kevin Stitt of Oklahoma, who has just put an end to mask mandates and lockdowns following the example of Texas and Mississippi. Here is what Governor Stitt had to say, clip 11.
Because of the progress we've made, I'll be issuing a new executive order tomorrow. There will be no statewide restrictions on events or Oklahomans. I'm also removing the requirements to wear a mask in state buildings. More Oklahomans are getting vaccines each day, and the CDC's new guidelines mean wearing a mask should be a personal decision based on your circumstances. But let me be clear. COVID is still here, still in Oklahoma, it's still in the United States, and we still need to do our part.
Okay, a reasonable addendum. It's one of those things where with things opening up, we will see if there is any negative consequence, and we won't know for several weeks in terms of the rate of transmission of the disease, the death rate, or anything else in states like Texas and Oklahoma and Mississippi that have basically opened up all the way. I think the somewhat more moderate, cautious position that Governor DeSantis has been taking in Florida might end up working better. But we will find out. And when we come back, I also want you to find out about the the outrage machine and why it might have to do with attractiveness in long-term relationships. Doesn't that seem to be counterintuitive? Wouldn't you think that somebody who was outraged all the time, deeply outraged, was a bad bet for a long-term relationship? We'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
big questions. Are religion and science constantly, inevitably at war? Can science provide evidence for God? New York Times best-selling author Stephen Meyer, he's a philosopher of science. He has written The Return of the God Hypothesis, three scientific discoveries that revealed the mind behind the universe. There's a special offer for MedVed listeners. Free excerpt from the book, free digital booklet on intelligent design, a discount on Dr. Meyer's online course, an invitation to an exclusive online meeting with Dr. Stephen Meyer. And amazingly, this new book, The Return of the God Hypothesis, has just been endorsed by a Nobel Prize winner in physics, Dr. Brian Josephson, and many other prominent scientists. You can read about it, find out all about it, when you go to discovery.org/MedVed for a special offer you don't want to miss. discovery.org/MedVed. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds. Social media and trading platforms then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Michael Medved Show. We're not in the middle of an election season. We're actually far away from an election season. I mean, they have the upcoming mayor's race in New York. And by the way, some people have been wondering, why would Geraldo Rivera, who's very much a New Yorker, why would he be running for the Senate in Ohio instead of running for something in New York City where they're about 40 candidates for mayor, that's not an exaggeration, and about 15 of them are given some kind of chance. So why not there? Apparently, and who knew, Geraldo Rivera has lived in Cleveland for years. And apparently very much identifies as an Ohioan. Okay. In Ohio and across the country, there's a problem with the outrage machine. This is a column by Gerald Seib, who's been a guest on our show many times. And he writes that 2 months after the January 6th mob attack on the Capitol, ugly fencing still surrounds the area. And Capitol Police have asked National Guard troops to remain on patrol for 2 more months. In Minneapolis, authorities are erecting their own barbed wire fences in anticipation of trouble around the trial of former police officers accused of killing George Floyd. Asian Americans are the targets of an escalating series of physical assaults. 4 women, this is one I had not heard about, at a Bath and Body Works store in Arizona, got into a brawl this weekend over social distancing, the video of which immediately went viral. As all that suggests, writes Gerald Seib, the national mood seems to be one of outrage. There are legitimate reasons to be angry, yet something else also is at work here. The emergence of a kind of perpetual outrage machine made up of people and institutions with a vested interest in stoking political anger. Political consultants and the candidates who hire them, online advertising firms, social media companies, cable television hosts, all profit one way or another from stoking anger. Pete Wehner, who he quotes, who's a former advisor to former President George W. Bush, he quotes Pete Wehner saying, "What is it that causes people to want to be in a state of perpetual outrage? They are eager to be offended." This helps produce, writes Gerald Seib, an unvirtuous cycle. The outrage makes it harder for lawmakers to compromise because they know the ferocity of the attacks they'll face if they do so. That leaves a lot of the playing field to activists on the left and right, whose actions in turn only anger their ideological foes all the more. It's a kind of perpetual motion outrage machine. There's a lot of fuel devoted to keep this machine going. The Wesleyan Media Project found that more than 4.9 million television ads aired in House, Senate, and the presidential races in the 2020 cycle. Can you let that sink in for a moment? 4.9 million ads that aired in the cycle? Does anybody think we need more money in politics like the Democrats want to spend in H.R. 1? How awful. This is more than twice the volume of ads of the 2012 and 2016 cycles. There were too many ads then, too. Those TV ads are supplemented by a flood of online ads, which are especially effective at stoking anger because they convey messages targeted at individual voters with known profiles suggesting their own personal hot buttons. Figures from Kantar Media indicate the spending on digital political ads ballooned to $1.7 billion in the 2020 cycle on online ads, well more than double 4 years ago. Again, that's $1,700 million. It's a staggering number. Meantime, outrage has become virtually the business model of some cable television shows. Journalists have learned that stoking the outrage can translate into a lot more online clicks and views for their articles and videos. Remember we played that Don Lemon was so outraged that that Tim Scott, who hates white supremacy and has made that very clear, senator from South Carolina, he said, sometimes woke supremacy is every bit as bad as white supremacy. And Don Lemon, outraged, over the top. See, it's a game, it's a strategy. He concludes by quoting John Podesta, a former Democratic White House chief of staff under President Bill Clinton, who argues that Mr. Biden's approach still could be an analgesic. Yet the fever runs high. What's needed are some examples of political figures who succeed without the outrage. And he mentions that President Biden won by promising to push back against this tide of outrage, perhaps offering hope of breaking a cycle. Yet he contributed to the heat when he accused governors like Greg Abbott of Texas, who were lifting coronavirus mask mandates, of engaging in Neanderthal thinking. Meanwhile, Republicans are outraged that despite talk of unity and bipartisanship, Democrats have pushed through his $1.9 trillion virus aid bill on entirely party line votes in Congress. The thing that I found interesting is this is breaking news yesterday, is headline says, study, moral outrage is attractive among long-term relationship seekers. And this is the work of a psychologist named Mitch Brown at University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. Says moral outrage is an attractive behavior, particularly to people seeking long-term relationships, according to a new paper by researchers at University of Arkansas. The work indicates that people who displayed moral outrage were considered more benevolent and trustworthy than other people not displaying outrage, and therefore more likely to possess other pro-social behaviors that would benefit a long-term relationship. There was a catch, however. Researchers found that people had to take action to address the moral wrong in question and not just talk about it to be more attractive to the opposite sex. I think the idea, by the way, if you are somebody where this resonates with you, where you're looking for someone for a long-term relationship and you really would like to see somebody who expresses moral outrage, who in other words is angry much of the time, is that a top quality to be looking for in a mate? 1-800-955-1776. I think this is very, very strange. And what about the use of the term moral here? Is moral outrage different from political outrage? We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
I'm not going to take this anymore.
The Michael Medved Show.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans may start seeing stimulus checks as soon as this weekend, so said Press Secretary Jen Psaki during the White House briefing.
Department of Treasury and the IRS are working hard to get relief payments out the door as fast as possible to the American people.
She called it the first wave after President Biden signed the massive stimulus bill into law. The nearly $2 trillion measure cleared the Senate and House with no Republican support. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is slamming President Biden's take on the border. He told reporters the policies have created a crisis amid the surge in children trying to cross the border without their parents. He called the situation an issue of national security. The California Republican saying he's asked for a meeting with Biden, but he hasn't heard back yet. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved show, talking about the outrage industry, the outrage machine, as Gerald Seib calls it, and the idea that part of what might be fueling it is the fact that people find it attractive. The Mitch Brown, who's a psychology instructor and the first listed author of the study that was published in the journal Emotion, he said, I've done previous work where I've looked at how pro-social behavior actually makes individuals be seen as better long-term prospects. But I was interested in understanding how emotional displays could do the same thing, actually. When you see, I don't know, I would ask women out there in particular, because generally, and again, there's a multitude of psychological studies that show this, that generally we are still conditioned by our gender and the way that human beings tend to do it is that men come on and then women either accept or reject. And yes, of course, sometimes the women will try to catch the eye of a particular man, but it's a man initiating it. And I'm just asking, are there women out there where, let's hope you have found somebody who is a significant other, long-term partner, that what you attracted to him was that he was outraged all the time? Have you ever been around people who are angry all the time? This actually applies to politics. If you look at the American leaders who have been most successful politically, they're people with rather sunny personalities. People who seem to react even to every kind of hardship with cheerfulness, good humor. What are two prominent examples? The Roosevelts. Or Abraham Lincoln. Now, Abraham Lincoln probably suffered from true depression. There are all kinds of evidence that he went through several periods of his life where he was suicidal. He was gloomy, but he was noted to control his anger and basically to take a position of optimism, especially as he got older and he became more and more religious. This idea, it says that Mitch Brown and his colleagues conducted four studies with a total of 870 participants designed to investigate how displays of moral outrage were perceived in the context of mating. Participants were asked to rate the attractiveness of dating profiles of people of the same and opposite sexes. The study focused on heterosexuals. And the same-sex questions were used to gauge perceptions of how moral outrage influenced perceptions of an individual and as interest in mating. The latter test has important implications for identifying likely sources of intersexual competition that could interfere with one's own mating goals. I have no idea what that means. The studies both found that both sexes viewed moral outrage as desirable for a long-term mate, but women were much more attracted than men, possibly due to the pro-social attitudes of trustworthiness and benevolence it conveyed that could be seen as more valuable to women. They also found that the expression of moral outrage alone did not increase attractiveness, possibly because outrage without action could heighten perceptions of undesirable traits such as neuroticism and disagreeableness. So, okay, if you're morally outraged about something, so let's say somebody's stolen something from you. That would be a good reason for moral outrage. You ever been cheated by someone making a financial transaction with you? It can really, really produce an angry reaction. But the idea in this study that the angry reaction is attractive if you do something and you act upon your anger, it would seem to me that you could find all kinds of corresponding studies, plus the common sense of living in the real world, that would indicate that what was more attractive, certainly more appropriate as a strategy for keeping a relationship sound and rewarding, was controlling your anger and your outrage and not allowing it to control you. Okay, speaking of outrage, people are expecting all kinds of outrage when they begin the trial of Derek Chauvin. And it was decided today, a judge decided that, yes, Derek Chauvin, the cop who put his knee on George Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes and is accused of murdering him, he now will face charges not only for second-degree manslaughter and not only for second-degree murder, which is a more serious charge, but also a less serious charge of third-degree murder. The reason that was thrown in was because they're worried about what would happen if he gets off too easily when they get done with the trial. They have established now in Minneapolis an autonomous zone. It hasn't gotten the same publicity that the autonomous zone in Capitol Hill in Seattle did. But this is an autonomous zone right around the area where George Floyd was killed. And listen to the way that people talk about it. Now, a reporter from News Nation went to the autonomous zone to document what's going on there. This is clip 10A.
This area behind me is the George Floyd Memorial. This is where George Floyd was killed back in May. Take a look. These barricades have been set up by protesters and supporters of the movement. They don't allow anyone in, not even the police. It's called an autonomous zone. And
You're going to be in a bad situation in a second.
Oh, I thought if we were on this side of the barricade.
No, you're going to be in a bad situation in a second. You've been calling out for what you are. You need to get out of here.
Please go.
You know what you are. You need to get in your car and go.
We're just media.
I don't give a f*** who you are.
It's very tense near the memorial, and a militant-style group has closed off several blocks with barricades.
Okay, and then there is more. Listen to this, 10B.
What's the situation at the memorial?
The situation at the memorial is, from what I understand, is kind of volatile. People that want to go and support doesn't feel a sense of inclusion. There is more of a like militant type atmosphere over there and a sense of fear.
Kim Griffin supports police reform and was outside the courthouse protesting Floyd's death, but she does not agree with what's happening at the memorial. Her nephew, 28-year-old Emez Wright, was shot and killed there over the weekend. Were police able to get in and help him? Or
police were not allowed to get into that area. He was carried outside the zone of George Floyd Square.
But not allowed by who? I mean, they're the police.
The law enforcement, it was made clear law enforcement was not welcome to penetrate that zone, which is an atrocity because his life was taken. And, I mean, who knows whether or not he would have survived.
It is an atrocity. And look, the tension in Minneapolis, a profound, alarming, profoundly alarming situation. We will get to more on that and then the very latest on the Harry Meghan meltdown coming up on the MedVet Show. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. As the nation pivots from the Trump administration to the reality of the Biden administration, Americans seem divided as never before. What does our country even believe in common anymore? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. This institute stands for the first things, the permanent things, for religious liberty, for freedom of conscience, for family, for limited government, for free markets, for our nation's Judeo-Christian heritage. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com, and you will see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College in Pennsylvania. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. There are lots of them. You can find all this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's faithandfreedom.com. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Show with everything else going on in the world, it's sometimes useful to think of some of the specific problems that that public figures who were once deeply admired may face. New news on Andrew Cuomo. There are new details regarding the account of the sixth accuser of Governor Andrew Cuomo. A female aide working in the executive mansion in 2020, this is just a couple of months ago, alleged that the governor aggressively groped her in a sexually charged manner. The new details are the most egregious allegations to date, conduct that could potentially be pursued as a misdemeanor sexual assault charge. The executive mansion became aware of the allegation on March 3rd. When the female aide became emotional upon listening to the news conference where Cuomo denied ever touching any woman inappropriately. A person briefed on the case who was not authorized to comment publicly said the aide told Cuomo to stop. They are referring this matter now to the Albany, that's where the state capital is in New York, police. This is just so breathtaking and it shows such an extraordinary lack of judgment. But, speaking of an extraordinary lack of judgment, I do think it's interesting to look at what is going on across the pond. Because in Britain, and having worked in Britain, there's a great deal of affection for Her Majesty the Queen, for not so much for Prince Philip, but he has been a loyal consort. He's 99, he's in hospital. But this is the longest reigning monarch in all of British history, going all the way back to William the Conqueror in 1066. I mean, in 1,000 years, this is the longest reigning monarch they've had. And she has been a lady of dignity and decency, and may she be well and survive this latest difficulty. And I actually think that Piers Morgan, who quit his job on Good Morning Britain, was fairly strong in some remarks that he made earlier today. About his previous comments about Meghan Markle and talking about her interview with Oprah, which was seen by 17 million Americans. It wasn't the Super Bowl, but it's still one of the big TV events. In any event, Piers Morgan said this about his defense of free speech and the right to criticize the Duchess of Sussex. Listen, this is clip 9.
I believe in freedom of speech. I believe in the right to be allowed to have an opinion. If people want to believe Meghan Markle, that's entirely their right. I don't believe almost anything that comes out of her mouth, and I think the damage she's done to the British monarchy and to the Queen at a time when Prince Philip is lying in hospital is enormous and frankly contemptible. So if I have to fall on my sword for expressing an honestly held opinion about Meghan Markle and that diatribe of bilge that she came out with in that interview, so be it.
Very well said. And I hope that Piers Morgan, and I would guess that he will have a lot of Brits who do wish the best for the royal family, to rally to his support. Someone who undoubtedly supports Piers Morgan is Prince William. He is the heir to the throne after Prince Charles. He's the grandson, as is Harry, of Her Majesty the Queen. He was out walking with his wife, Kate Middleton, and the paparazzi tracked him down and asked him for his comment about the interview. This is clip 12.
Sir, have you spoken to your brother since the interview?
No, I haven't spoken yet, but I will do.
And can you just let me know, is the royal family a racist family, sir?
No, we're very much not racist, sir.
He said, we're very much not a racist family. And it's the whole idea that they are a racist family when they so graciously and warmly welcomed mixed-race Meghan Markle into the family. It's really the worst thing you can say about any family right now. And particularly in a country that is, because of immigration and birth rates and other things, Britain is no longer one of those nations where there is a homogenous racial makeup in the country. There is, as people have known for years, a rapidly growing immigrant population that's now quite well established, former Pakistanis and people throughout the Islamic world who are very much part of British life, including people from former colonies like Nigeria. In any event, there's a view of a dystopian future. Try to imagine that things continue to go well for the Mars mission Perseverance, and then years from now, it's supposed to be about 100 years from now, they establish a colony on an unknown planet. But it's a colony of men only. And the men there have something called noise, where their innermost thoughts are shown visually and audibly for other people. That's the basic idea behind the new movie, Chaos Walking. Let's take a quick walk past. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
The struggling human settlers on a distant planet find that all their secret thoughts become both visible and audible to everyone around them. In a science fiction movie starring Daisy Ridley of Star Wars and Tom Holland of Spider-Man, it's called Chaos Walking, now playing in select theaters.
It's so loud here.
Every thought in our heads on display.
It's strange to see everything you're thinking.
It was strange for me too, not knowing what's going on in your head.
Director Doug Liman, best known for The Bourne Identity and The Edge of Tomorrow, does a terrific job with world-class special effects, thrilling chase scenes, and some potent surprises. Yeah, some of it's very strange, but this is much more than just a weird sci-fi film with a gimmicky premise. Rated PG-13, though some of the violence is graphic and disturbing. 3 stars for Chaos Walking.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And one of the things about Chaos Walking is it's not only gripping to watch, but when there are revelations and surprises in the plot, and there are several that you cannot see coming, they are executed with real mastery. It's a surprisingly strong film, and I think deserves more attention than it's received so far. Speaking of deserving more attention than it's received so far, why are schools and colleges, and it's not just in America, banning the M word? What's the M word? Mother. And how is it that politics has replaced religion in America for so many people? And we'll be speaking to retired Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters, a favorite guest on this show, about that new survey we talked about on the show today. Is trust really declining in the military? Does the military still have trust and pride themselves within the institution? We'll be speaking with Ralph Peters about that. We'll also be talking about 25% of survey takers who are talking about their experience during the pandemic say they've been drinking more than usual during that pandemic. It's a figure that more than doubled. A majority of parents with children in early elementary school say that they have been drinking more than normal. Why and what is the likelihood of that having long-term damaging effects? We'll talk about that. And also, we have to talk about this hot issue of ethnic studies being mandated in schools in California. Is it really ethnic studies, studies about the Latino population, which is so substantial in California, about black people, or is it a form of anti-American indoctrination? And that is a hot debate, and it could be a decisive issue in the upcoming, very likely, it seems to me, recall election in America's largest state. We'll explore that and much more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.